Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Festive celebration of Mexican culture.
Plus, drinking margaritas.
Hey, getting ready for Cinco de Mayo.
I am throwing a big Cinco de Mayo party.
Big Cinco de Mayo numero uno. De Mayo.
Today, let's celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which, of course, is followed by Cesta Hangover.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I want to get this show started and happy and do the woo Cinco de Mayo, which, you know, is only really celebrated in this country with a bunch of alcohol. It's not really celebrated in Mexico because people don't know why Cinco de Mayo is even recognized. Because everything is turned into a drinking holiday. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's have some fun and let's start throwing people in jail. That's what I'd like to see. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. This is the place to come for live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Got lots of ways for you to win today. Of course, Mother's Day is Sunday, so we are going to be revisiting the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville in the Raley's Shopping Center right there. If you haven't gotten your order in, you are the worst child in the world. Sorry, I just have to put it that way. Yes. If mom is not in town, if she is out of town, why haven't you logged on to chocolateshop.us and put in your order to have it sent to her? Because moms are amazing. Moms do it all. It used to be that, you know, moms did it all in the home. Now moms have to do it all in the home and outside of the home. Yes, we appreciate dads, but there's just something about mom. So Chocolate Shop, that's chocolate, S-H-O-P-P-E .us. Be listening for your chance to win those long-stem chocolate-covered strawberries as well. Half a dozen could be yours. We've also got another great prize to give away today, just for knowing your favorite radio stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, give you a chance to win. Yes, Cinco de Drinko. That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. All right, today's poll question, is woke education taking over Nevada schools? I know, that's kind of a... I think that's a little too late. Woke education took us over years ago, and it's pretty disgusting. Woke education. Got a chance to speak with just a beautiful, amazing woman who is going to be running for the school board in this next round of elections for 2022, and she is incredible. We need more people, though. We need more. If you are east of Virginia Street, your school board seat is up for grabs. That's literally the best way to look at it. We're going to try and get Jeff Church on today as well to talk to us about some things that are going on that it's just not good. I don't even know what the argument about getting kids back into class is, because they should not be in class in Nevada. Sorry, parents. I know you're busy. I know you want to get back to work. You want to get back to normal. But the education that your kids are getting here in Nevada sucks. With a capital S and UX. It's just, it's incredible. We were already last in the country just for the quality of education. Now, throw all the wokeness and the critical race theory on top of it, and it just, like, why even bother? Give your kids a computer and let them figure it out for themselves. 991FMTalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Is woke education taking over Nevada schools? Last night, big meeting in Carson City following suit of Washoe County, looking at critical race theory for Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, is there systemic racism in Northern Nevada? 97% of those participating in the poll said no. So as usual, there's always those 5 to 10 listeners that we have that just push everything negative. Yes, I do have some of the liberal left brain dead that actually lived it. Listen to us. Speaking of the liberal left brain dead, I want people arrested. I want consequences. I want students, adults, whoever, jailed. These people need to be in jail. They need to learn consequences. And, you know, all this BS that Biden always puts about out there about yelling fire in a crowded theater. You know what? This is right up there on the same level. University of Minnesota students urging others to make fake calls to the police. University of Minnesota student and member of the Minnesota Student Association Executive Board, Lauren Myers, couldn't care less if you're being raped, attacked, robbed, whatever, on her school campus and need a police officer to help you. So what? Too bad. It is illegal to file a false police report, and it should be even just as illegal to make fake phone calls. And these people need to be arrested. They need to be put into the criminal justice system because that's what they are. This is the future of this country. These are the people who take on activists' agendas. These are the people who take on leadership roles. These are the people who go for elected office. Look at the people that Biden is putting into his, well, I'm not even going to say an administration. Look at the people Biden is surrounding himself with, what they call for. The abolishment of the police, the abolishment of ICE. Where does it stop? Stops with you. It stops with actually holding these people accountable. And if we don't do it now, it just perpetuates the problem of these activists thinking they can go out and say and do anything. Just like the BLM. It disgusts me that we don't talk as much about the BLM as we used to. Because they are a bigger problem now than ever. They want the military investigated. They want Trump convicted. They can't stand Biden, which I think is pretty damn funny. And They don't want you comparing the incident that happened at the Capitol to the riot-marred, what do they call it, Freedom Summer. Yes, the Freedom Summer, where people were allowed to loot and to burn businesses down, to burn homes down. Where people were murdered. Do we need to pull back out the videos of the men and women being shot and murdered, beaten, kicked in the head until they were dead? And on, really? That was a Freedom Summer? Well, then maybe we do need a few less freedoms. Because anybody that participated in any of that needs to be in jail without bail. You know, that bail that so many, like Kamala Harris and her staffers, donated to those woke celebrities who donated to the big corporations, the Nikes, the Cokes, that donated to make sure that as soon as these people were arrested, they turned around and got out of jail, got back on the streets, and continued their havoc against, imagine this, law-abiding citizens. Law-abiding citizens. I don't know what you can do today, because you've got so much between the Nevada legislature, between what's going on in the House and the Senate in D.C. for the just unimaginable election laws that they're trying to put in place. But if you can, please either make a phone call to the University of Nevada, the University of Minnesota, or to law enforcement in Minnesota to demand that this person be arrested and charged with the fullest extent of anything that can be thrown at her. Because this is just wrong. And until we hold people accountable, it's just going to continue. It is. I hate to tell you that, but it is. Something else that will continue will be whatever you want to talk about. I had my rant for the day. I'm so sick and tired of people getting away with literal murder and not being held accountable. Companies not being held accountable for their wokeness, for their trying to target voters, targeting lawful voting, voting integrity. Same names, Nike, American Express, Coke. Coke might even be pausing its wokeness. So don't let up. Because as soon as you let up, then they'll go back to just what they were doing. Oh, see, it didn't affect us. Don't stop. Cola is cola. You can make it in your own home now. Shasta Cola is still one of the best. You can find it at the dollar store every once in a while. All right. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show. Phone lines are open, 884-9910. All kinds of chances for you to win today and maybe a little lightness as well. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And what a day. It is so beautiful outside. I can't wait, actually, until 12 o'clock when the sun's, when the show's over. And I'm going to head outside, get some vitamin D. The natural way. Go out, do some planting. Ugh. This is why we live here in Northern Nevada. The beauty that surrounds us. All right. Jeff Church can join us after 11 o'clock. If you're not participating in what's going on with the Washoe County School District, the Carson School District, the Douglas School District, you know, I'm not worried about waiting lists or getting kids back into classes. That is literally a moot point compared to what is being taught in the classes. What is the point of going to class and having your kids in school when all they're getting is a social justice education? Remember when the priority used to be math, science, reading, an actual education to succeed? I wish when I was younger, I had more of an interest in math. I hate math, just like a lot of people do. But when you see as you get older, the applications that math is used in everyday life, people used to always just say, oh, math, you'll never use it. That is the worst thing that you could ever tell a child. Math is used every single day in construction, in cooking, in decorating, in just literally every single aspect. Yet rather than teaching government, you know, how our government works, why our government works and doesn't work most of the time, what it is supposed to be as to what it is now. This is literally the definition of a Marxist agenda to take over the education system of what kids are taught. And that is to be activists and social justice warriors, community organizers, the fake Americans like Barack Obama, leading the charge. If you want your child to succeed, homeschool, charter school. Even the charter schools are under attack, though, right now. Charter schools used to be a way forward for vocational education, for kids who learn better outside of the box, outside of a classroom. Religious schools, private schools, all of them are under attack, especially from the state of Nevada, because they don't want a different education. We need school choice, and we need a good education for the students here in Nevada. What are you willing to do to help provide for that? And I'm not talking about money. We are throwing money in a never-ending vacuum flushing toilet when it comes to education in Nevada. It has been proved time and time and time again, money will not fix the problems of the Nevada education system, especially K through 12. We'll continue on after this Fox News update. Before, though, I do want to give you a chance to win from the chocolate shop. Caller number three right now at 884-9910. You are going to get the opportunity to pick up a half a dozen chocolate hand-dipped strawberries just in time for Mother's Day. You can keep them for yourself, but you know what? Mom's pretty damn fantastic, don't you think? Give you a chance to win right now. Caller number three, 884-9910. Good luck from the Monica Jay Show and the Chocolate Shop on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Big congratulations going out to Mark from Sparks. Picks himself up those long-stemmed chocolate-covered strawberries from the chocolate shop in glorious Gardnerville right there in the Rayleigh Shopping Center. If you've never been there before, what the hell are you thinking? What is your problem? What was the old line? What is your major malfunction? Get to the chocolate shop. Mother's Day this Sunday. I know I don't have to remind people of that. So earlier in the program, we started off with the fact that there is a student in student government leadership who is urging people to make fake and false reports to the police. She needs to be in jail. And I tried to kind of move you to the fact that this is the beginning. This has been going on for a while. Actually, I guess it's not the beginning because it has been going on for a while. And this is the mindset that these idiots have. Because I would like to share with you the fact that our adults are just as bad. Not only adults, but adults in government are just as bad. This is how we get the Office of New Americans. This is how we get driver's licenses for illegals in Nevada. This is how we get occupational licenses for illegals in Nevada. This is how we just keep rolling with the left's agenda. Vermont Senate approves measure allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections. Now, before our last election fiasco, we already heard people like Stacey Abrams from Georgia saying that she has no problems with people in this country illegally voting. They're here. They live here. They have rights just like everybody else. And they should be represented just like everybody else. The only reason that she believes that is because that's the only way she can get elected. It's the only way Democrats can get elected. Do you understand the horrendous nature of what I just told you? This is coming from the RF Angle. The publication that they have there. This came out yesterday. Vermont Senate approves measure allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections. Now, this is for the people who live in Montpelier, Vermont's capital. Has to do with local elections. But we're going to see this go further. Now, they say if someone here is on a permanent basis, why would she or he not want to participate in the process to become a citizen? Yeah, why wouldn't they? Probably because there are a lot of people in this country who want to take advantage of this country and do not want anything to do with being an American citizen. Because you would think that if that was your ultimate goal, to become an American citizen, you would do everything by the book. So Democrats in two Vermont towns are attempting to pass this measure that would allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. If you think that this is just going to be Vermont, then I have some news for you. This is the way it's done. You find a small community that you can bend to your will, and then you do it. And then you show the rest of the country, look, look at how woke we are. If you are a part of a community, it doesn't matter if you're here legally or not. It doesn't matter if you're a citizen or not. You have a voice, and you should be allowed to vote. Once again, the destruction and the decimation of this country from within. Nobody in their right mind should allow people to vote in local, state, or federal elections who is not 100% a U.S. citizen, whether by birth or by legal means of becoming a citizen. It's called part of the benefits. I wish more people would talk to people who immigrated to this country legally. And not necessarily from communist countries. People who have such a connection with this country, with our history, with our past, the good and the bad. Because no matter how much bad the left tries to dredge up, this is the most amazing country in the world. And there are people from other countries who are willing to give up everything to come here and be a part of that. And part of that reward, part of that incentive, is to be a legal voting citizen. To be able to cast a ballot for what you believe in. To be here before you are a U.S. citizen, to be here illegally, or in the left's definition, legally. Hey, they've lived here for 10 years. We don't care. Give them amnesty. They should not be allowed to vote on anything. They shouldn't be in the surveys. They shouldn't be in the census. They shouldn't be in the, hell, quality of life survey. Just my thought. Did I congratulate Mark from Sparks? Sorry about that. Congratulations, Mark from Sparks. Sorry. I look at what goes on around us, and it is just so hard to believe. So hard to believe. Sorry, text just caught my eye. Good morning. Pepsi, Diet Pepsi is better than Coke anyway. BLM, burn, loot, murder. BLM, buy larger mansion. And more. Yes, all the BLM letters that are being taken down, that is just absolutely hysterical. I do want to take you back, though, for people that for whoever just texted me that. It wasn't too long ago. Well, I guess for some people's memories, it was that long ago, but it was probably about 10 years ago that Pepsi was caught up in the same things. So don't put it all on Coke and think, OK, we'll just switch to Pepsi. Because it was about 10 years ago that people were switching from Pepsi to Coke because of Pepsi's wokeness. This is how short our memories are. Understand that it is the corporate mentality. Now, obviously, we need corporations. But just as much as we need corporations, as we need these wonderful products, they need us more. And that's what you can never forget. These corporations, whether it be American Express, Nike, remember there are other shoemakers. You know, everything is made pretty much in China. It's not just Nike. Nike just had a big say when it came out with all of the sports players. And they got the light shined on them. You look at China and you still have the Uyghurs being abused and imprisoned and reschooled. See my little air quotes there, reschooled. You still have organ harvesting in China. You still have child labor in China. You still have draconian birth laws. People say, oh, no, they did away with that. You can have more than one child now. Yeah, you might want to look into that. Because that's not the whole truth. Yet here we are protecting China because the corporations need that cheap labor. Why? Is everything that important? It's all marketing. Look at the marketing that goes into just, you know, grabbing that soda rather than just grabbing a bottle of water. What's better for you? The water. But what do kids, adults, elderly, I mean, even little kids now, what do they have to have? They have to have the sports drinks. They have to have the soda. They have to have the energy drinks. Why? It's the same thing that makes everything else go around. It all goes back to money. Money through marketing. If you take anything away from my program, from programs that are on around me, the one thing it should always be is you are the one with the power. You decide with your money, with your checkbook, with your purchasing power. Because whatever it boils down to, whether it be the insurance you buy, the clothes you buy, the shoes, the backpacks, the food, the drinks, it is all up to you. And it is to separate you from your money. Make that decision wisely. Because even here locally, in our little city, whether it be Reno, Sparks, Washoe County, Carson City, Dayton, your money is what moves everything forward. Where you buy your gas, what food you buy, what restaurants you go to. Just keep that in mind. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk. 99.1.
And a woohoo to you, too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you are tired of what's going on around us, if you're tired of what's going on around you, make a difference. Say something. Do something. Trying to get a hold of Jeff Church for the next half hour, but I do want to let you know that your help is needed for election integrity. I know it feels like it's not going to make any difference, but you need to contact Senator Masto and Senator Rosen, because H.R. 1, it needs to be voted no on. So please do what you can today. Make a phone call. It makes a difference. I wish I could really just give people hard and fast examples, but it makes a difference. You can go on to the Nevada Policy Research Institute's website and you can see their breakdown of the bills that have that pretty much died off. And the reason that they died off is because of you, is because of the phone calls, the emails, the this cannot happen here in Nevada, not only to Republicans, but calling the Democrats as well. Actually, that should be the first phone call before the Republicans, even though the Republicans have signed off on some pretty, don't want to use that word, stuff. It's the Democrats that, you know, are pulling all of this stuff. Do want to remind you that Thursday is the National Day of Prayer at the State Capitol steps. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be there in person. We were trying to work it all out, but this oxygen machine that I'm attached to, I can't go out there and be out there for that long. but it's going to be an amazing day. Not only the National Day of Prayer Thursday, but also the Peace Officers Memorial. And our law enforcement, our Leos, need us now more than ever. And that is not an exaggeration. Let's give something away. After a day out on the lake, Lake Tahoe, you deserve a special night out. And we want to pick up the tab for you. So $25 at Tahoe's Tavern and Grill if you can text the answer to the following. Okay? You've listened to my show hopefully for a while now. Since the legislature went back into session back in February, who calls in weekly giving us updates to the bills that will affect our rights? What's his name? Good luck to you. 884-9910. You got 90 seconds.